Now, what do you call evil spirits? Some people believe that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a lonely road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of what?
A ghost.
Okay. Are there any ghosts around here?
No. Ain't no ghost.
Ain't no ghosts anyway.
Ain't no ghost.
You think there ain't a ghost anywhere?
Ain't no ghost. Uh-huh. It's out. You know, some people, yeah, I tell you how that go. If wicked folks would die wicked, you take people die wicked and hungry, they're hungry.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear things in the kitchen, in the plate, rattling in the plate and pots.
Really?
That's right. You can hear that.
Well, you mean they just come, they come and rattle?
They want something to eat.
Uh-huh.
See, they die at home.
Well, is there any way you can, is there anything you can do about that?
You can get you some horseshoes. Yeah. You'll see them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Put that over the front door.
Uh-huh. But you don't have one over your door.
I think I got one. Let me see. I supposed to have one in there, but I don't think so, though. But that, you put them over the front door.
Well, have you ever had any trouble with them like that?
I hear them, but I have put them over the front door.
Well, have you ever seen anything that came back?
Now, I tell you, when I was a boy, my daddy just had died. You know, we come from the party. And another boy is staying on the other side of me. And I told him, wait, I was going home with him. You know. So, look like when I got out of going with him, come around the house, look at in the corner, look like a man standing up in the corner. This is that's imagination. Well, I jumped out with the run, I won't tell him nothing. I won't tell him a thing. When I went by him, I said, Willie, a man stand up in the corner of the house. We run about a quarter of a mile as hard as we could look. And got to the house, had a high fence up there. We just like a door, we went opened the porch and went down in his room and knocked the lights out the door and fell into the room. That's the truth. He said, how come you tell me that? I said, well, I thought you might outrun. That's the truth. That's right.
But you don't think you really saw anything?
I don't think nothing. Just imagination. Uh-huh. That's all. Uh-huh. That's all.
Well, let's see now. What do you call an old, fallen down house that ghosts might live in? You know, the people who believe in ghosts might say that ghosts live in a, what?
You mean, if the house is falling down?
It's an old house.
Old house.
And nobody lives there.
Old house.
But people think that ghosts live in it. And so what would that be called?
Well, if they call it, they call it old ghostly house.
Oh.
That's right.
What do you call something that brings bad luck? You got a general word that means anything that brings bad luck? Do you ever use the word jinx or voodoo or hoodoo or anything like that? Never use those words?
No. Let me see what they say. You bring the house, give you bad luck. They say, if you kill a cat, it'll give you bad luck.
Oh, really?
That's what they say.
Do you believe that?
I sure don't. God don't kill too many.
Okay. Well, now, how about a person who brings bad luck? What might you call him?
Call him hard luck.
Okay.
Hard luck.
Okay. What's a word that some people might use for a child whose mother and father aren't married?
I would call him he wasn't married.
Uh-huh.
I'd say they're living in adultery.
Okay. Well, now that's the parents.
That's right.
Now, how about the child? What would he be called?
Oh. Now, let me get it back straight now.